This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour. The MUT Open Day attracts municipal leaders and thousands of prospective students in Mpumalanga taxi, bus and two others expected in court for bail application. The time is 1 minute past nine. Good morning. Mangosuthu University of Technology brought its open day to Dinner House on 7 May 2026 in partnership with the local municipality, giving rural learners direct access to information on higher education without travelling to Durban. The event drew full support from municipal leadership, including Mayor Bongani Alphys Hadebe, as well as senior officials from the Department of Education and Health. The officials said the turnout reflected a shared commitment to widening access and linking secondary education to career pathways. Mayor Hadebe welcomed the initiatives and urged the learners to prioritize education and prepare early for universities' applications to help address the country's skills gap. In other news, the taxi bus Joe Ferrari Sibanyoni and his two co-accused Daniel Masilela and Philemon Msizi are expected to apply for bail into magistrate court in Mpumalanga on Friday. The trio faces charges of extortion and two counts of money laundering after making their first court appearance on Wednesday, when the matter was postponed for the allocation of a new presiding officer. According to the state, the accused allegedly forced Mpumalanga businessmen to pay more than 2.2 million rand in protection fees between 2022 and 2025 in the Nkangala district, threatening the shutdown to shut down his business if he refused. Prosecutors alleged the money was deposited in the accused bank account and routed through several accounts to launder the funds. The victim reported the matter to the police in November last year.
Moment, I can say that you know the name and the identity of that particular businessman who actually reported the issue of extortion. Currently, those details are not quite clear to us, but we know that this was a process that took some time, where apparently monies to the tune of over 2 million rand were actually extorted from this particular businessman. And we understand that a fourth suspect has actually promised police that he will hand himself over to the police this morning. Hence, there are some delays that are actually happening here at the Kwaggafontein Magistrates Court, and we understand that.
And finally, kulindeleke ukuthuza ekubantwini, inkakha endimeni yomculo seke yahlabana nendondo iGrammy Award, aphinde abe umculi, uproducer, usomabhizinisi nokunye. Uzogxila kakhulu emacikweni yenhlangano ongenzi inzuzo asanda kuyethula. Kulindeleke ukuthi inhlangano iZexbantwini Foundation ibhekane kakhulu nokuthuthukisa imiphakathi ehlukene ezintweni zamasiko, imfundo, umculo nokuthuthukisa amaciko. Ngale nhlangano, uZex uthe ukholelwa ekuthenini abantu abanethalente kumele bafundiswe futhi baqeqeshwe imikhakha eminingi. Uthe ngayo akuhlose kakhulu ukuthuthukisa abesifazane intsha futhi iqhakambisa amakhono ezindaweni ezehlukene kuleli, njengoba izozinikela ekutheni bafundiswe, bathuthukiswe, baphinde basize kukhona konke abakufunayo ukuze bavuleleke emathubeni ahlukene emkhakheni abayifunayo kuleli. New money markets this morning, the precious metals are trading higher as of 14 May 2026, with gold at $4,695 an ounce and platinum at $2,129.68 at the pumps. South African motorists are facing record fuel prices Following consecutive hikes and ongoing global oil volatility, inland 95 unleaded is at around 26.63 cents per liter and 93 unleaded at 26.52 rand, while diesel has climbed above 31 rand in some areas and reached 32.30 rand in Gauteng. Brent crude is trading at $105.95 a barrel on the currency market. The rand was at 16.42 rand to the dollar. A recap of the top stories this hour. The MUT Open Day attracts municipal leaders and thousands of prospective students and Mpumalanga taxi bus and two others expected in court for bail application. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 10 o'clock. For MUT Radio News, I am Khakazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.